Here, then, is a war story that is new, a transcribed adventure of the present world war that takes you to war-torn China. It gives you a thrilling account of a group of Americans who are involved in a battle against China's invaders. These are not glorious deeds of heroism, but exciting day-by-day events in the life of Terry Lee and his friends, as you shall see in just a moment. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. Say, kid, remember that song April was singing in the show last week? Spinning those discs with the greatest of ease, I spot every plane as nice as you please. You know what she was singing about, all right? It's Terry's official airplane spotter. And if you're the smart kid I think you are, you'll be spinning those discs and spotting those planes just like April. You'll have an airplane spotter of your own. And when you get it, say, what you won't know about 16 famous planes would fit in a nutshell. British planes, Jap and German planes, and lots of American ships. You'll have dope that lets you spot each one. Now, in case you're wondering how to get this swell device, here is the simple story. All you need is two Libby's tomato juice labels and only a dime. Not very much, is it? For a thrilling airplane spotter you can't buy in any store. So, if I were you and wanted an airplane spotter the way I'll bet you do, I'd ask Mother right after the show about Libby's tomato juice. Ask her if maybe she hasn't got two cans in the house already. And if not, please put it on her tomorrow's grocery list. She's probably just as keen about that swell-tasting juice as you are. It's such a grand source of vitamins. When you've got your two Libby's labels lined up, then all you need to do is rustle up a dime. Send the labels and the dime with your full name and complete address to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Libby's is spelled L-I-B-B-Y-S. And now, Terry and the Pirates. Terry and Dude Hennick are in the mountain town of Tarzan, along with April Kane, Slugger Dunn, and Smythe Heatherstone. There they found Burma, the beautiful blonde whom they had all known so well. Burma had been in Tarzan for several weeks, caring for a group of Chinese orphans. She and others had come to believe that this little ancient town was safe from the invader. But now they know that the enemy is upon them. Yes, the invader troops are at the bridge, at the far end of the bridge across the gorge. And now it is dawn, time for the enemy to make a lightning attack. The foot soldiers march across the bridge, which separates the town from the rest of the mountain land. Our friends watch the first troops cross the span. The Chinese troops are waving, each man at a machine gun, for there's a plan afoot. And the commander of the garrison says,
"For the moment, we shall restrain ourselves. Let the men cross the bridge.
But there's so many of them, we may be outnumbered."
"We are outnumbered, Miss Burma."
"How soon now?" "You mean before the bridge collapses, sir?"
"A single rifle shot from this high window will dislodge a key stick no larger than your arm. The rest of the destruction will be in the hands of fate."
"There's no fun waiting here for the bridge where to fall out.
Hey, listen, do you hear planes?"
"There may be airplanes with the invaders. We shall see."
Yeah, I hear planes. I can't see very well from here. Come on, Terry, let's go outside and look."
"All right. I don't suppose the planes are coming to help us. That'd be asking too much. There they are. You can just make them out."
"Yeah, I see them now. Maybe they're Allied planes."
"No, those are invader planes. Bombers, three of them. And there's a couple of fighter planes just cutting through the clouds."
"Are you sure that..."
"Yeah, there's no mistake, Burma. The shape of the wings, the tail assembly. Those large birds are Mitsubishi bombers. Twin engines, low wing, twin fins, and rudder."
"But you can't see the insignia, Terry. You can't..."
"Don't have to. Take my word for it. Those are invader planes. They aren't heading for this town. Guess they have more important business someplace else."
"Well, what a wise little fellow you've turned out to be."
"Oh, stop kidding.
Anybody think you could tell a plane just by..."
"Didn't April show you that airplane spotter?" "She had it with her. I made it over a week ago. It's an easy way to spot warplanes."
"Oh, is that the thing she had with her? She didn't say what it was. A disc and a spin. So that's what it was. And you're the little inventor, huh? Well, no wonder you could put the finger on those planes so quickly. Maybe I'd better brush up."
There it goes. The bridge.
Hey.
Well, she's gone down. There's about 50 soldiers on this side of the gorge. Better grab a gun, you two. Don't stand there.
It's going to be trouble in plenty of it. Come on.
Now, we can't let those soldiers get into the top.
Right.
Come on, let's get the gun from Linda Hare.
This way, Terry. We can hold them off.
Dude, what will happen now? The bridge is gone.
Yeah, yeah. Plenty of good old confusion, too. The enemy on the far side of the gorge can't reach us, and their pals on this side can't get back.
What do we do? Kill as many soldiers as we can?
Yeah, unless they surrender, and I don't